This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The berries are blooming and fruiting. It's strawberry fields forever. Well, or beginning in mid to late June, according to the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, which means that Wisconsin and the Dakotas usually follow closely. Northern Minnesota may have to wait till the beginning of July. The Minnesota Grown Directory includes 80 strawberry farms, 31 blueberry farms, and 41 summer raspberry farms, along with apple orchards, farmers markets, garden centers, and other places to buy directly from farmers. Search the directory by region or product to find a berry farm in your area. Go online, minnesotagrown.com. If you're not in the area, check your local county extension offices, too, for information. Berry picking is a great family event. Just remember to dress for the weather and wear sunscreen. Strawberries should be eaten within 3 days of picking for best flavor. Oh, and wash them, too. For longer preservation, wash the berries, remove the stems, and freeze them in a single layer on a cookie sheet. After freezing, place the strawberries in freezer bags. Should you choose to grow your own, there are some great berries for colder climates. Itasca comes to mind, as does TriStar and Tribute. Pick berries every other day for peak ripeness and to avoid leaving fruit lay fallen on the ground. This will just attract insects and disease you don't want. Besides, as good as homegrown and farm-fresh tastes, why waste any? The University of Minnesota Extension has lots more information on varieties and growing essentials. There are three types of strawberries that can be grown here. June-bearing, ever-bearing, which usually deliver two crops, one in the spring and another in the fall, and the newer day-neutral that bear throughout the season. I'll link you directly to the strawberry site from GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.